Lana Strica graduated last summer from Paris V University with honors and a master's degree in clinical psychology. The 24-year-old Parisian speaks five languages, three fluently, and has had several internships at French health centers. That kind of resume should be landing Strica plenty of job offers. But so far, her search for a full-time job has been disappointing. Strica says she sent out plenty of letters to hospitals inquiring about positions. She's gotten nice replies, but no job offers. Many prospective employers tell her there are no jobs to be had. Frustration over the job crunch facing young French like Strica exploded into the streets last month as angry youths protested a new law designed to give employers incentives to hire young workers, the incentives being that they could fire them too. On Monday, the center-right French government rescinded the law. Revised legislation includes financial aid to employers who hire disadvantaged youths. Roughly 14% of French between the ages of 15 and 26 are not in school and are not employed. That figure is far higher among ethnic immigrants and in poorer parts of France. But Simon Tilford, an economist at the Center for European Reform, says France is not alone.
There is a problem with youth unemployment right across Europe, and that, I think it's particularly bad in France, I think, because there's very little, the infrastructure, the sort of, there's very little in the way of training, so people leave school, sort of ill-prepared for the labour market. That's one problem. The other problem is the one that everyone knows about, and that is very high levels of employment protection.
It's very difficult to fire full-time workers, not only in France, but elsewhere in Europe. And politicians are reluctant to push through unpopular labor reforms that might cost them the next election. Those reforms that do succeed are achieved with difficulty. Workers in southwestern Germany, for example, finally agreed this month to work longer hours for less pay. But that came after a long strike. Glenda Quintini, an economist at the Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, says labor reforms have been far less successful elsewhere in Europe.
Permanent jobs are untouchable in many countries, so firing restrictions are very high. You have a high cost for firing somebody. You risk going to court, etc. And so those contracts remain very protected.
European businesses are getting around these constraints by hiring workers on short-term and part-time contracts. In many countries, companies have trial periods before they agree to hire on a permanent basis. France is no exception. There are a number of different ways French businesses can hire employees on a non-permanent basis. But the now-abandoned youth labor law was the only one in Europe specifically targeting young workers. Regardless of what legislation the government comes up with, young French like Guillaume Violet are worried about their future. Violet is the chapter head of France's National Students Union at Paris 13, a public university in the Paris suburbs. He says every generation has done better than the previous one. Now, he worries, he will not be as well off as his parents. He wants to be a public school history teacher, but there are few state jobs available. A number of French have gone abroad to look for work. Catherine Le Joanc, head of the British Chamber of Commerce in France, says she gets a steady stream of young French job seekers.
There's a big difference between Britain and France anyway. It's about diplomas first. If you don't have a diploma in France or some certification, it's very difficult for you to get a job first. And then afterwards is to get, if you've got the right qualification and the right, and you know the right people, so you get easier, it's easier to get a job. In Britain, it's easier, it's so flexible, it's easier for everybody. Doesn't matter if you have got a diploma or not.
Lana Strica is also considering looking for work overseas. She's managed to find work in France, but for only 12 hours a week, and it doesn't pay very well. But Strica still hopes for her dream job as a full-time psychologist at a hospital. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.